It's that time of year again. When the accelerometers run cold, the gyroscopes start changing colors and gently fall to the ground, and the magnetometers tuck themselves in for the long winter ahead. Yep, my friends, it's time for this year's MEMS Executive Congress Rundown. Are you ready? Hi, welcome to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EE Journal. I'm your host, as always, Amelia Dalton, and yes, we're hitching a ride to Napa to get our MEMS on. There were two big themes at this year's MEMS Executive Congress: show me the money, more specifically, how companies big and small can actually make money in the MEMS and IoT, while avoiding that all-too-familiar commoditization trap. And just as important, it's time for the industry as a whole to start focusing on selling solutions, not just devices. Yeah, I know I'm preaching to the choir on that one, but it's a big one, right? Sometimes we all get stuck in the silicon and forget about the system, the ecosystem. Well, folks, let's talk about some systems, and more specifically, the systems unveiled at one of the coolest parts of the MEMS Executive Congress, the MEMS and Sensors Technology Showcase. This showcase never fails to deliver some serious, innovative MEMS fun. And this week, with a little help of field reporter Laura Morris, we have not one, not two, not three, no, but four of this year's participants. And yes, Laura does deserve at least a gold star for this one. First up, let's bring in Dr. Jess Brown from Cambridge CMOS Sensors to talk about a brand new self-contained MEMS solution to test indoor air quality.
Hi, I am here with Jess Brown of Cambridge CMOS Sensors. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jess.
You're welcome.
Can you tell us what you're presenting here at the MEMS Technology Showcase today?
Sure, yeah. So we are presenting a CMOS-based gas sensor for design into mobile phones, consumer applications, so smart home. What it is, it's a metoxide gas sensor. It detects ethanol, carbon monoxide, and general VOC, so it's a total VOC sensor.
Cool, and part of your presentation, you talked about why sensing air quality is so important. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, so there's a quick few studies going on now which are showing that the air quality has a detrimental effect on your ability to take in information, to make decisions, and what we're trying to do is to empower the consumer to do something about the environment that they're in. So if the air quality is poor or bad, they can open a window, turn on the ventilation, or leave the environment that they're in. What we're not doing is we're not identifying exactly what it is. We're just saying the air quality is bad, so you may want to do something about it.
Cool. Thank you so much for joining me.
No problem. You're welcome. Thank you.
Next up, it's an interview especially close to my heart these days. It's Eugene Dotsank from Monbaby. Monbaby is the size of a button, is able to snap on easily to clothing, and will give any parent of a newborn a more peaceful night's sleep.
I'm here with Eugene from Mondevices. Thank you so much for joining me today, Eugene.
Thank you so much.
So tell me about Monbaby and what you're presenting here at the MEMS Technology Showcase.
We're really glad to be here at the MEMS Technology Showcase presenting the Monbaby device, which is a smart baby monitor with a patented universal form factor design, which allows it to be snapped onto virtually any type of baby clothing. And the monitor, among other features, is able to track sleeping position of the infant along with stoppage and breathing movement.
Cool. And yeah, could you tell us just a little bit more about what makes it special as a baby monitor that makes you guys kind of stand out from all the other kind of infant stuff on the market?
The universal form factor is really something that allows the monitor to be very easily used by the parents with any article of clothing. You can put it on easily, take it off, wash the baby's clothing. It doesn't require you to purchase any additional items. It's a great product to use. It alerts you, and you can customize the setting on the application whatever way you like.
And third in our MEMS Executive Congress Technology Showcase contestant list is VoltaField. VoltaField comes to Fish Fry to discuss anisotropic magnetoresistive, or AMR, sensor technology and why it's perfect for e-compass and motion sensing applications in wearable devices. Check it out.
I am here with Fu Tai of VoltaField Technology Corporation. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
So can you tell our audience a little bit about VoltaField Technology and what you're doing here at the MEMS Technology Showcase?
Well, today actually we announced a software programmable ultra-low power magnetic sensors. It's using the AMR technology, using the single chip for magnetic sensor. The application will be mainly for the wearable devices.
Cool. And could you tell me about kind of what the big challenges were in developing this?
Well, to really have the full integration of the single chip technology, it takes a lot of innovations to put ASIC, to put the MR, to put the packaging all together. So we actually have around 80 patents to develop these technologies. The major challenge is to really get the high performance, ultra low power, and small die size all integrate together. However, we already achieved that, and we provide the solutions today in this mega conference.
And what future applications do you see for this?
Well, besides the cell phone, besides the wearable devices, actually for the future Internet of Things, the so-called IoT, the big thing, the applications will be huge for all this IoT world, which can be applied to all various fields.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
And now, last but certainly not least, the winner of this year's Technology Showcase, the Bosch e-bike. Jonathan Weinert is here to give us the lowdown on the MEMS-enhanced new Bosch e-bike.
I am here with Jonathan Weinert of Bosch e-bike systems. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. I'm here to talk to you about Bosch e-bike systems, the components that we provide to bicycle manufacturers to turn a bicycle into a fun, easy to use electric bike. The key components of our system, the electric bike system, is the battery, the drive unit, and the display with the control unit on the handlebar, which lets you select how much pedal assist you want. The electric bike, simply put, it turns your pedal power, it amplifies your human pedal power with electric power, electric assist. And you can select how much electric assist you want. The Bosch system is unique because it does this in a very smooth, natural way. So it feels almost like when you're riding up the road, you're being pushed by a tailwind. And you can select how much of a tailwind you want. You can turn it off altogether if you want to sweat it out, or you can turn it up if you need some extra boost to get up a hill or a long commute.
Cool. And is it something that somebody, like a first-timer or an experienced bicycle rider could use, or is this something for more advanced cyclists?
This technology is really for everybody. Old, young, men, women, experienced bicyclists, inexperienced bicyclists. It's so simple to use. As long as you know how to ride a bike, you can use this. Speaking of the sensors that are involved, our system uses a three-sensor concept, which measures the cyclist's pedal torque, pedal speed, and the wheel speed of the bike to calculate exactly the right amount of electric assist to give you while you ride.
That is so cool. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
Keeping with our Internet of Things theme today, let's talk about cameras. It goes without saying that cameras can be an important part of many IoT projects, but developing a camera subsystem from scratch? Well, that's a horse of a different color now, isn't it? What if there was a development kit out there, somewhere over the rainbow? Okay, enough Oz analogies. That could have your camera-based project up and running in no time. And no reinventing the wheel. Okay? If this sounds intriguing to you, I would highly recommend checking out one of my newest episodes of Chalk Talk to hit the airwaves called Matrix Cam Video Development Kit from On Semiconductor. In this episode of Chalk Talk, I chat with Radhika Arora of On Semiconductor about Matrix Cam, why you need it, what it's all about, and most importantly, how you can get your hands on it. You can check out this episode of Chalk Talk by heading on over to YouTube and typing in keyword EE Journal. You can also click that handy-dandy link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com, or head on over to the on-demand section of eejournal.com. You'll be glad you did. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, you can also join our circle on Google Plus. We also have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier. Yeah, keyword, EE Journal. Chock full of all kinds of techie videos, our very own popular Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series called On the Scene. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of November 13th, 2015, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.